This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1092. IELTS Speaking Vocabulary, Weird Article Slang.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What's the difference between grub and a grub, or chill and a chill? A lot. Today, you'll learn six slang words that change meaning if you add an article. Listen in for grammar that can boost your IELTS speaking scores.
Good morning, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm excellent. How are you today?
I'm so great. I want to tell our audience about something exciting. We are working on, right now, guys, we are developing a grammar plus speaking skills course, and it is so amazing. It's on this like total brand new learning platform where you get like, it's gamified, you can earn points, and the lessons are like short and consumable, and you hear native interviews, and it's all based around grammar and then using the grammar out loud, right? Because that is how we learn. It is for a new business skills foundations that we're developing, but grammar and speaking we need for all purposes, work and otherwise. So guys, you can be the first to know when this course is ready. And I'm telling you, we're working so hard on this now. It is almost ready. We are testing it right now. So get your name on this list so you can be the first to know when it is finally ready. And of course, you get the best price if you're the first in there. So get your name on this list, guys, allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. I'm so excited. It's so cool.
I know. You know, I love games. Anything gamified totally. Makes me so excited, especially with language learning, because
yes.
I'm really motivated. It's just more fun. It's more engaging. Every time I've ever used an app, if there's no gamification, yeah. I don't use it very long.
Yes.
So this is going to be great. I can't wait for it to come out. It's very exciting.
It's so cool. It's so cool, you guys. And there's like AI speaking feedback even, you know, to like,
amazing,
like perfect your pronunciation, everything you need and nothing you don't, like the right. Like this is what we've been working towards for so long. So I'm so excited about this new platform. Okay. Awesome. So speaking of grammar, Aubrey had such an entertaining and amazing insight into this little grammar thing where if we add an article to a certain word, it changes the meaning.
Exactly.
And so these are all sort of slang terms we're going to be talking about today, preventing you from making mistakes in the future on your speaking exam and adding to your vocab knowledge, right? Hitting that 7 or higher for idiomatic language on your speaking test. So Aubrey, what inspired you to come up with this idea?
I know this is such a funny story. Shout out to 3 Keys student Vanessa. She heard our episode where we taught some food slang, like the verb nosh and grub, the noun instead of food. And she posted in our 3 Keys Facebook group some sentences practicing using them for me to correct or give feedback. And one of them was really funny because she said, as long as I can nosh on a grub, I am happy. And I let her know that if you say a grub, just adding that article, it means a little worm, a grub that you would like lift up a log in the woods and find a fat, juicy grub, a worm. And so I told her that and she said she was laughing so hard. She's like, thank you for letting me know. I would hate to use that incorrectly. And I was really happy because I got to use the worm emoji, which I don't think I had ever used that little emoji. It's so cute. It's like a fat little green worm.
That
but it's true.
Hilarious.
What a tiny change to just the letter A. And suddenly, oh, it no longer means food as slang. And every native, if you say, I'm going to eat a grub, that means a worm instead of food.
Or like a maggot. right?
Yeah, like it's a worm, but it's like, exactly. The gross one.
Any creepy crawly that lives inside dead trees. Like, those are grubs.
And so, people do eat them, right? Bear Grylls, yeah. If you watch his, like, Survive in the Wild, he'll, like, eat those big grubs. But yes. If you just mean food, you don't want to say a grub.
Right. So, uncountable grub, right? That is food, like, uncountable food. It's a group noun, right? Slang, grub, uncountable food. But a grub, as soon as we make that countable, it's a creepy crawly. I'm showing you with my finger on YouTube, guys. If you're listening to the audio, you're missing out on my impeccable impersonation of a grub with my digit, with my finger. Okay, so that is the first difference. That is hilarious. So some people do use grubs as grub. That's how we can remember that sentence. Okay. Thank you, Vanessa, for inspiring this episode. Okay, the next difference, bomb versus a bomb. Now, what is the difference here?
Yeah, so all of these are slang phrases that without an article, they have a slang meaning. So this one, if something is really fun, you'd be like, oh, that's bomb, right? This party, that party was bomb. It means it was really fun. You had a good time. You'll hear this a lot with slang. But if you add an article and say, a bomb, obviously. Now you mean an explosive device, right? If you say, there was a bomb, if you say that at an airport, there could be an emergency and you're evacuating the place. So be very careful with this one.
That reminds me of those like late 90s comedies with Ben Stiller. I don't know if I could say the title because it sounds like a swear word, even though it's not. Meet the, and then there's the name of his family, where he's on a plane and he's very frustrated. And all of a sudden he's like, bombity bomb, bomb, bomb. And like, he gets arrested and stuff. Anyways, it's really funny. We just watched that last week. So it reminded me of that. But yeah, so bomb as an adjective is very 90s, I would say. It's kind of like an old style adjective these days, but people do still use it.
Oh,
you'll see it in movies. And if you use it on speaking to describe something great, we're always telling students to stop saying good, great, nice. So if you really like something, you could be like, that restaurant is bomb, or that restaurant is the bomb, right? Using the definite article changes it, but indefinite article, a bomb, no, totally different. Yeah. That's an explosive device.
Exactly. And I do feel like I hear my daughter and her friends using this. I think it's making a comeback, which I'm excited about because I like it. Be like, ooh, yeah, that hamburger was bomb.
It is fun. It's a really fun adjective. Yes. Mm-hmm. Hello, awesome students. We are happy to announce we have a new course coming out, guys. Grammar Plus Speaking Level 2. This is amazing, not just for professionals, but for anyone that wants to improve their grammar when they are speaking English. So guys, get your name on this list so you can be the first to know when this brand new course is available. Sign up allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. That's allearsenglish.com/bizgrammar. Okay, now hip versus a hip. This is awesome. So hip as a slang adjective is like trendy and cool, right? Saying bomb is so hip right now. So it's like, yeah. Oh, that's a cool thing to do. But a hip, that's the joint between your torso and your leg. That is your hip. So again, like totally different meaning. Slang versus not slang. Adding that article changes the meaning. Coin versus a coin. So these are closer in meaning, right? But it's still the difference between slang and not slang. So when do we use these two? How's the usage different?
We use coin as slang just to mean money. Yep. I spent a ton of coin on those new jeans, right?
And or then, like make coin, like make bank means make money. Make bank is make a lot of money. Make coin is make money. But a coin, what's that?
Well, that just means a metal piece of money, right? A penny, a nickel. And in Canada, they're called loonies and toonies. Loonies. They're like $1 coins and $2 coins. I miss the $2 coin. We need to bring that to the States. though they do spend really easily.
I know, right? And like the dollar, the silver dollars that we used to have, like they're big and not expensive, but like heavy.
They are kind of heavy.
Yeah, it's not, they're not coins that are
we went and got a bunch of gold dollar pieces and 50 cent pieces because we make those with like plaster and sand. It's like a dig kit for kids. Have you ever seen that?
No,
and you can make your own. So we made some with coins for our kids to like dig and polish. Like they're getting dinosaur bones, but then it's coins.
That's so fun. That's a great idea.
Really fun.
So like I find the grammar aspect interesting here too. It's the same as grub, right? So we have uncountable coin, which is just money, which is uncountable. So that's slang. And then a coin or coins, countable. That's like the literal meaning, right?
Right. So if you're going to say like, ooh, I'm going to make coin on my next paycheck, that means I'm going to make some serious cash. But if you say I'm going to make a coin on my next paycheck, that means you're making like less than a dollar.
You're getting like a penny or something. So don't work for that. No. Stand up for yourself, guys. Okay. We have two more. This is so fun. And remember, guys, this is also on YouTube. So check out IELTS Energy TV. And you could see us talk about this. We use our hands a lot. We're trying to demonstrate meaning. So two more phrases, guys. Chill versus a chill. So awesome. Okay. So chill as slang is an adjective. You guys probably know this one. I feel like this is common. Chill just means like relaxed and cool, right? Mm-hmm. Or we'll also
say chill
as a
out
verb.
To someone like, oh, you need to chill out. Yeah, like as a phrasal verb.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. Or like, what are you going to do tomorrow? James and I use this a lot. Like
I
if we've
too.
Had a busy week, we could be like, you know what, bud? Like I didn't plan anything. There's no play dates or anything. Let's just chill. Let's just watch a movie and chill.
Yeah, so I'm just going to chill at home.
Just chill at home. Yeah. So that's the slang version, right? The verb. A chill, however, making it countable, right? A chill is like, oh, that cold feeling you get. Or we can use this idiomatically if you're very, if something is scary, you can say, it gave me the chills, right? Which is being scared. Yeah. It's not relaxed and cool.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll say, I felt a chill run down my spine.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean you're cold. That means you were scared. You were creeped out.
Totally. Creeped out.
Ooh, that's another fun phrasal verb.
Great slangy phrasal verb. This is so awesome. I really hope you guys are taking notes today because all of these words would knock that examiner's socks right off her feet and give you that 7 for vocab. Okay, last one. Now, there's a spelling difference
yes.
here as well. Aubrey, I'm going to let you run with this one. This is
fun. It's funny because some people might just spell. So it's a dog. If you call your friend dog, like, hey, dog, what's up, right? I hear younger people say this all the time. You'll see it in movies all the time
totally.
To call somebody dog. But then, of course, a dog is your actual friend, your canine friend, your dog, right? Big
change. Like my Aussie and my Dixie. They are both my dogs with a W and my dogs without a W. Because they're my pets, but they're my friends. They're with
and
me
you
all
could
the
actually
time.
You could get yourself in trouble if you use this with the article. If you say to someone, you're a dog, when you mean to be like, hey dog, you're my dog. Right. And you say you're a dog because this actually implies that someone is not attractive, that someone's not good looking. That would be an
totally.
Unkind thing to say to someone.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Yeah,
that's
this
a
is
good
a tricky
point.
One.
Mm-hmm. Man, such intricate differences when we add or take away an article, when we realize that something is uncountably slang or an uncountable adjective or adjectives aren't uncountable. Uncountable noun slang or slang as an adjective versus making it countable, putting an article before it, and it completely changes the meaning. Oh my gosh. So guys, if you think that a grammar and speaking course focused on. Every lesson is teaching you grammar structures, not just individual rules, but grammar structures in sentences. And you use these out loud in three different ways, guys. So you make sure to learn this grammar, internalize these structures. This is how we improve our grammar. And this is the course that is almost finished, guys. Grammar plus speaking skills. Sign up, get your name on this list so you're the first to know. allearsenglish.com/biz with a Z, B-I-Z. That's like slang for business. Biz grammar. So get your name on that list, guys. It's amazing. I'm so proud of it. And I'm proud of today's show because this was really fun.
I know. It was so great. Really good information. Things that natives don't think about. Things I didn't think about until she posted that sentence about a grub.
Funny.
Or we would have mentioned it in that last episode, right? But kind of fun to do a whole episode because there are a bunch of slang words that do this.
That is so crazy. Guys, share this episode if you know anyone that is studying English, whether or not it's about IELTS, guys, because yes, all of this information helps your IELTS scores. It all helps you sound more native on your speaking exam, these slang episodes. But these are just, this is a lesson that I 100% promise you will not get anywhere else. No books, no websites, no podcasts. Today's episode is one of a kind, guys. So if you know anyone that is studying English, share this episode with them. And if you're not subscribed, follow IELTS Energy. All right, guys. Aubrey, thank you so much. This was fun.
Awesome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.